It's time for Microcast Monday, next on the Criminal Justice Evolution podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Patrick here, host and creator of the Criminal Justice Evolution podcast, also known as the CJ Evolution podcast. Thank you for tuning into the show. I know you got many options, but thank you for spending a little bit of your valuable time with us. That's why we continue to grow. Subscribe to the show if you haven't and rate and review the show. We sure would appreciate it. Give us that 5-star rating on Apple Podcast. Big shout out to all the brave men and women working in the criminal justice field, whatever you were doing, wherever you were at. Thank you for doing it. Remember, in these difficult times, remember this, you are honored, cherished, and above all, you are loved. Keep up the fantastic work.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
800-210-7907. 800-210-7907. 800-210-7907. That's 800-210-7907.
Such an honor and privilege to be partnered with Detectachem. This amazing and innovative company is helping keep our troops safer by offering mobile threat detection that fits in the palm of their hands, detecting illicit drugs, explosives, now COVID-19. This is must-have technology for your agency. This app-based technology fits in the palm of your hand. And I wish I had this when I was a younger officer, but you can now. Head over to cjevolution.com. That's cjevolution.com. See the link to Detectachem and see how they can help keep your troops safer. On to Microcast Monday. Remember that in order for you to take care of anybody else in your life, personally and professionally, you need to take care of yourself first. You need to fill your cup up first. Imagine you are a cup. The resources you earn each day is water. The energy, time, and resources you give to others are holes in the bottom of your cup. A cup that is losing water is a life filled with depression, anxiety, and stress. But when your cup is gaining water, you are happier, hopeful, and excited. If you give more each day than you get, your life will get worse and worse. Fill your cup first. Now you might be thinking, well, that's great, Pat, but how do I do that? How do I fill my cup up first? Well, first of all, you have to build a foundation. You have to build a good foundation. Think of a house. In order for the house to withstand wind, storms, everything that comes its way, you have to have a good foundation. And it all starts with mind and body. Mind and body. Are you taking care of yourself spiritually, mentally? Meditate. I talk about meditation all the time. I am an avid meditator. If you're not meditating, start doing it. Will change your life. Exercise. Are you exercising? Are you taking care of your body? Remember, the body, your body is the only body you have. Once your body starts getting older and shutting down, trust me, it's going to affect everything in your life. Exercise. Don't give me that crap. You don't have time. Make time. If you need to get up earlier, do that. Your body is a temple. Take care of it. Food. What type of food are you putting in your body? You need to be nourishing and putting good food into your body. There's a lot of choices out there. There's a lot of crap out there, but there's a lot of good choices. Now, for many years, I used to be like, well, screw it. I'm on graveyards. I guess I'll just eat whatever's open. Didn't do any good things for my body. You can prepare your food before you go to work. It's not rocket science. And I started doing that, and I felt a whole lot better. So food is very important. Meditate, like we talked about. All you need to do is start with like 5-10 minutes a day, and the rest, I'm telling you, you're going to feel great. Exercise, mind and body. Here's another important one, sleep. Oh my God, it used to be a badge of honor when I was in law enforcement. Oh, I got 3 or 4 hours of sleep. I feel great. No, it's not good for you. It takes its toll over time. What do I do if I'm working graves? Get some sleep. Get the sleep that you need. You can do it. You can, even with a messed up schedule like graveyard, you can still get good, healthy sleep. You just have to make it a priority. Make sleep your priority. Trust me, your body needs it, and it will thank you for it down the road. So build your foundation. Remember, fill yourself up first. Fill that cup, your cup up first. And trust me, everything's going to get better in your life. Folks, I'd love to hear from you. All my social is linked up on cjevolution.com. And remember to rate and review the show on Apple Podcast. We sure would appreciate it. And stay tuned for more great guests on the top-ranked Criminal Justice Evolution podcast. Until next time, be safe.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.